This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're on the Kiss My Arch show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is 2 minutes past nine. Thanks to the team at Worldwide Wave for bringing us another fantastic show. Tonight on Kiss My Arts, we are exploring two very different styles of music. Style number one is full of funk, soul, catchy pop licks and melodies. Giving us all this fun lovin' is Melbourne band Jen Knight and the Cavaliers. They are causing a bit of a stir around town at the moment with their energetic live gigs and are here with us tonight on Kiss My Arts to share some of their stories and some of their fun-filled music. Music style number two on Kiss My Arts tonight is Cat Power. Not the most upbeat kind of music, but surprisingly, her latest album, Sun, is far more on the bright side than her previous releases. Released last Friday, I'll be sharing with you my review of Sun, as well as giving you a little listen to some of the tracks from her very new and very unexpected album. So kick back, relax, fill up that glass, and enjoy an hour of the latest in new music right here on Kiss My Arts. This track is a little fun tune from our live in-studio guests, Jen Knight and the Cavaliers. This one's called Styx. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
That was Jen Knight and the Cavaliers performing their very funky new track. It's called Styx. The time is 6 minutes past nine. Exciting times are ahead for Jen Knight and the Cavaliers. Get their EP, chuck on some headphones, kick back and let their infectious grooves flow over you. This is a band to watch. Well, that's what Matthew Romania from Here and Now Radio said of Jen Knight and the Cavaliers. Sarah Delio from the Mushroom Group talks about the band saying, and I quote, "Jen's voice has the ability to move from a powerful punch to almost rapping in a way that keeps you guessing in the best way possible. Very rarely do you find a band as exciting, a band that can successfully blend a variety of musical styles into a distinct, original and irresistible sound." Over the past year, Jen Knight and the Cavaliers have focused on honing their craft in venues around Melbourne and regional Victoria. In the process, their unique mix of driving guitars, emotive lyrics, and Jen's incredible stage presence have turned heads, caused a stir, and in the process, built a loyal and ever-expanding fan base. And tonight on Kiss My Arts, we have the pleasure of having Jen Knight and the Cavaliers on the show. Guys, welcome to the show.
G'day.
Thank you for having us.
It's an absolute pleasure. We have Jen and we have a lone Cavalier. We have Matt, just one of the Cavaliers, if you like.
Yeah, that's one of
how many are there actually?
There's four of us all up. And we have a few guest Cavaliers on Sunday.
Sunday? Well, what's happening on Sunday?
Well, we actually have our EP launch coming up on Sunday at the Toff in town. So, yeah, we have a few surprises up our sleeves for that gig.
Oh, like secret surprises?
Oh, not too secretive at this point, but I can say we have a couple backing vocalists. Also, a possible guest saxophone player. So, yeah, it's going to be a big show.
Are there going to be helicopters and...
Possible,
Prince
yeah.
style, really?
Yeah, aeroplanes landing.
Actually?
Yep, actually, in our intro, there is some crazy stuff happening. So, everyone, be prepared for that.
Well, that's fantastic. We'll talk more about your gig later on and your live shows because they have been reviewed and have been credited as being quite amazing. So we'll get to that later. First of all, let's rewind a little bit. Where did it all begin for Jen Knight and the Cavaliers? How did you guys meet?
Well, four of our five members actually all studied at Box Hill TAFE. We all have studied music together at one stage or another. And then our fifth member, I believe, just is a friend of Matt's.
Yeah, we sort of... We'd met a couple of... a few times. And one night I bumped into him and I said, would you like to try out for this band we've just put together? And he said, yeah, he'd love to. And it's still going.
Here we are.
So how new is Gen Knight and the Cavaliers? How long have you been playing for?
All up just on 2 years. I think in August it went 2 years. But in the beginning, you know, it wasn't so much a serious band. The last year has really been what's made it kind of all hit home for us. We've put in a lot more effort than in the beginning. It was just a bit of a fun kind of friends hanging out. And now, it's starting to get serious.
It's starting to get very serious. There's been a lot of great reviews about your live shows, which you've put a lot of effort into. And I hear that they're quite theatrical and quite produced and, you know, well thought out. And I've heard that your live gig on Sunday at the Toff is, there's a few little surprises in there which you might not get at a regular gig. But speaking of the studio, you've just released or are about to release your EP.
Yes.
Very brand new EP. I have it here right in my hands. It looks fantastic. Has the rest of the world seen it yet, or is it just us?
No, it's just a few select people that are really close friends and family.
Like us here.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the Kiss My Arts family.
Yep.
But closest.
Yeah, it officially comes out on Sunday. So anyone who really wants to get their hands on it has to come to that gig, and that is the official release date will be Sunday the 9th of September.
Or they can just tune in to Kiss My Arts right now, because that's I do believe that by the end of the show we would have played four of the five
songs. That's right,
songs.
Yeah. So it's a very intricate sneak peek right here, right
very,
now.
Yeah. So Gen Knight and the Lone Cavalier will be performing an acoustic couple of songs later on in the show, so that's going to be a real treat. So make sure you stay tuned for that. And if you want to send them some love along the way, text in on 0427 Joy 949. So Jen, I believe you're actually from Ballarat originally.
That is correct. Yes, I am a country girl.
You're a country girl. So did you always know you wanted to be a musician?
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of ever since I was, the earliest memory I think is probably 3 years old, just, you know, watching the video hits and
belting
thinking
out
about
Whitney.
Yeah, belting out some Whitney. I really was.
Is she a big inspiration for you?
To a degree. Yeah, when I was a kid, I loved all the big divas, and I kind of tried to model my voice on that huge sound that they had. And I mean, now my music is absolutely nothing like that at all, but it was definitely an influence in my younger days.
Well, there you go. I would love to hear more about Gen Knight and the Cavaliers, but we're just going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. You're on the Kiss My Art show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is 13 minutes past 9.
Hey, this is Jack from Bombay Bicycle Club, and you're listening to Kiss My Arts on Joy 94.9.
You are indeed on Joy 94.9 on the Kiss My Arts show with Amy, and I have two very special guests on the show tonight. I have Jen and her sidekick, Matt, on guitar. They are together known as Gen Knight and the Cavaliers, and they are guitar in hand and voice in throat.
Yeah, pretty much.
Ready to perform one of their tracks from their very, very soon to be released EP. And this one, I believe, is called When the Music Stops. Although I hope the music starts.
It will.
All right, take it away, guys.
Quiet. Who knows where all the noise went? It faded with the last chord he played. The last chord he played. Taste the water in the ocean, roll in the grass. That's where all the noise will stop. all the noise will stop. From highs to lows, no wonder they feel so cold. But there will come a day that you can say,
that was Jen Knight and the Cavaliers performing for us live in the studio on the Kiss My Art show, and that one was called When the Music Stops. Now, you've had a text message come in.
Really?
Jen Knight and the Cavaliers rock our socks. Ron and Ree.
Oh, beautiful. I have no idea who that is, but that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ron and Ree.
Woohoo! That is fantastic. God, what an incredible voice, Jen. And what skills on the old guitar there. Fantastic stuff. So now you guys, there's what, five of you all together?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you all have incredibly different musical backgrounds and diverse experiences in a diverse range of musical styles. Yeah. What's the process like of bringing all of that together into one coherent piece?
It's a very fun process, really.
It is, yeah.
Because, yeah, like you said, everyone's from such a different background. Daniel, the bass, the drummer, sorry, it's going to kill me. He's from probably like a more, you know, funk, soul, jazz man. Jazz man Dan. Simon, the bass player, is from probably more reggae funk. Jason's probably
rock, bit of a rock kid, yeah.
Bit of a rocky. I've played probably a lot of blues and roots and stuff over the years, and Jen's been
hitting
up Whitney Houston.
And you can definitely hear, well, I mean, obviously that's an acoustic stripped back version of one of your songs, but in the recorded songs that I've had to listen to, you can definitely hear that funk influence, a bit of soul, but still pop, and like there's this really lovely, lovely blend of all different sorts of styles, which is just fantastic. So you've obviously got a really good balance there. But what's a typical songwriting process like for Jen Knight and the Cavaliers?
Well, it varies, but we tend to sort of have two different ways we go about it, I guess. Like, I'll often, Matt and Simon, so guitar and bass, will write a lot of the music together. And then I will just come in with the lyrics and try and write something over the top. Sometimes I've got lyrics already prepared that I then kind of, you know, try and pile in on top of what they do.
Sometimes it's just all of us in a room.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like probably our newest stuff. Like it's been
all of us in a room.
So, yeah.
And that's probably the most fun way to do it, I find. I love it when all five of us are there, just throwing ideas into a circle, seeing what comes out.
Mm. Do you ever sort of surprise yourself and think, wow, like that was amazing, or either like, nah, get rid of it?
I actually think everything's amazing. When we write a song, like in the beginning, I love it so much. I'm so into our new stuff, and I just can't wait to perform it. Yeah, I get pretty psyched about writing.
That's great.
Writing new tunes.
So your EP, it's due to be launched this Sunday at the Toff in town. Now, for those listeners who haven't heard your music before or are just listening to it for the first time now, can you describe a little bit about the music on the EP and what listeners can probably expect from
that?
Yeah,
well, it's a really eclectic mix of what we have to offer. So out of our entire set list on that actual record, I think we've chosen 5 songs that are completely different in most ways. And so, yeah, you can expect a bit of pop. There's a bit of funk and soul. There's also a slow ballad on there. There's a tune that has a really kind of... I don't know, what would you call it in When the Music Stops? It's almost a bit reggae-ish. It's really chilled.
Yeah, that's got so much going on.
Yeah, going on, it does, yeah.
I was trying to think of it because, like, it's kind of almost got, like, an R&B kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then it goes... reggae, I don't know.
Yeah, we mix it all up.
You'll just have to go to the gig, buy one of their EPs and find out.
And honestly, there is something for everybody on that record. Like, you might not like one song, but then something else will be completely different, might catch your eye. So,
thank you. So you're listening to the Kiss My Art show with Amy, and I'm talking with Jen Knight and the Cavaliers, and they are going to be performing once again for us live a little bit later in the show. But next, we're going to be delving into the world, or the new world, of Cat Power. So stay tuned. It's 21 minutes past 9.
Hi, this is JD Sampson, and you're listening to Kiss My Arts on Joy 94.9.
Penning songs that are offbeat in narrative, but literate and emotionally revealing, and performing them in a soulful, idiosyncratic style that reveals both strength and fragility. Cat Power was one of the most acclaimed singer-songwriters to emerge from the 90s indie rock scene, and one-of-a-kind artist unafraid to reveal her inner self in her music. While Cat Power became known as a compelling performer, she also developed a reputation for erratic live shows, sometimes performing with her back to the audience, stopping songs in midstream, or spouting spontaneous monologues on stage. In 2005, Cat Power told a reporter, and I quote, "The doctor said I had a psychotic breakdown because I was suffering severe, massive depression and overwhelming stress." Cat Power checked herself into a hospital to deal with her nervous breakdown and her alcoholism, and a few months later, she was back on the road with the musicians who helped her record her album, The Greatest, delivering strong, confident performances and telling the press she had finally controlled her drinking problem. Her latest album, Sun, released last Friday, is possibly a testament to Cat Power gaining control of her life again with positive and sunshine-injected lyrics and music, marking the beginning of something new for the troubled songstress. I'll reveal more about her album in just a minute, but first, let's take a listen to one of her new tracks from this album. This one's called Silent Machine. You're on Joy 94.9.
Well, hello there. This is Butterfly Boucher on Kiss My Arts with Amy, the lovely Amy, on Joy 94.9.
You are indeed on Joy 94.9 on the Kiss My Arts show. Tonight I'm talking about Cat Power's latest and little bit different album. In the span of an impressive 20-year career, Sean Marshall, also known as Cat Power, has released 8 definitive and well-loved studio albums. During this time, she also suffered alcoholism and underwent psychiatric treatment after deciding that she wanted to die. The Cat Power forecast was predicting thunderstorms and hail. Since then, however, the outlook has changed to mostly sunny, and she has found some peace. She has also just released her 9th studio album, Sun, her first in 6 years. As her self-destructive past subsides, the tone of her music has also had an injection of sunshine. Recorded after a difficult breakup with longtime partner, actor Giovanni Ribisi, Marshall recorded Sun in her self-built Malibu studio. Sun is entirely self-written and performed with Marshall taking the reins and doing virtually everything herself. Although she tries to keep her performances and production tight, unfortunately the overdubbing process often results in messy textures and jarring harmonic counterpoint. In the opening track, Cherokee, Marshall sings, "If I die before my time, bury me upside down." Historically, an upside-down burial was a post-mortem punishment. Assassins or those who committed suicide were sometimes buried this way as a final emblem of shame. Perhaps this hints at Marshall's guilt and remorse of the past. Sun is certainly a musical testament to the transformation of Marshall's psyche, with moments of intense grief infused with passages of hope, joy, and even a sense of self-forgiveness. Sun features the trademark vocals of the songstress, with her old-school echoing electric guitars, tambourines, and pianos. But Marshall also embraces current musical trends by electronically distorting her voice, as seen in the track 369, which we'll hear in just a second, and replacing classic drums in favour of electronic pops and hand claps, noticeably present in the track Manhattan. Her first single, Ruin, which we'll hear later in the show, is incredibly catchy with its big, great big engulfing wave of sunshine-soaked salsa piano and sparkling percussion. Another sunny moment of the album is the track Manhattan, which entwines a simple electronic drum beat and reverberant piano riff. The structure of the melody is rather reminiscent of Florence and the Machine's Dog Days Are Over, and are in fact even in the same key, that of G major. With such buoyancy and bounce, it's obvious that Marshall's dog days are indeed over. Silent Machine, which we just had a listen to, takes us on a journey of electronic rock and roll, with its slick guitar licks and electronic experimentation. 369 has an R&B flavour, with Marshall reciting quasi-rap lyrics. Nothing But Time is a triumphant and epic 10-minute-long prophecy, with Marshall belting out lyrics like, "They want to live, they want to be somebody, they want to forgive, they want to reach the end." Overall, Sun is a colourful and positive detour in Marshall's output, but I do fear that it may leave some die-hard Cat Power fans pining for a little more afternoon drizzle. I give it 3 out of 5 kisses. Let's take a listen to the track 369. This is the one that has a little bit of an R&B flavour with the quasi-rap style lyrics. Let's check it out. This is 369 by Cat Power.
Joy 94.9.
You're on the Kiss My Art show with Amy on Joy 94.9. That was Cat Power's track called 369, and that one is off her latest album called Sun, which was released just last Friday. I've just reviewed that album and given it a 3 out of 5, 3 out of 5 kisses. If you want to read that review, you can head to joy.org.au/kissmyarts. I'll post that review up there if you're keen to have another read. On Kiss My Arts tonight, we have the wonderful pleasure of having Jen Knight and the Cavaliers in the studio with us, talking about their music and their new, very, very soon to be released EP. They worked with local producer Matt Darcy to produce the EP, and Jen and the band have put together a collection of very, very diverse but incredibly interesting and very musical tracks that showcase their talent. 5 tracks that, through a combination of solid guitar hooks and uniquely touching lyrics, will have you on a musical journey through many styles and many emotions. Jen and Matt, welcome back to the show. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you, Amy.
Now, Jen, with so many different styles and influences of genre, where does all this come from? What are your personal influences?
I suppose, yeah, what kind of inspires me to write is just everyday life, I guess, you know, like hearing, well, it's true. Like, funnily enough.
So deep of you, Jen. So
deep.
Oh,
I know. But, yeah, honestly, like, you know, stories that my friends tell me, that's a big one. Like, I generally.
And Whitney.
Yeah, and Whitney. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, through, like, things that I go through and friends go through, more friends go through. I like to write a lot in the.
So anyone listening, if you want Jen to write some lyrics, text in on 0427-JOY949. She'll put it in her new song.
Yeah, I might. I might just do. There's many unsuspecting victims, you know. People don't even realise.
I've been for a while now.
Yeah, most people that know me do fear that they have ended.
They'll
up
end up in a song.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
So
my greatest fear.
Is Kiss My Art's going to end up in a song?
Possibly.
I hope so.
Possibly.
We can put it as our show ID or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys have just come out of the studio recording an EP. How do you compare the studio experience to the live experience? Because I know you've also done a lot of gigs.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Matt, you can take this one.
Take the stage.
Thanks, Jen.
Put on the spot.
Yeah, I don't know. I think both experiences are good, but they're both just so different. Like, I think like playing live, it's a bit of a rush. It's great fun, and you know, and having a live atmosphere is so different to a studio where, you know, sometimes you can just be by yourself in a room or a few people in a room. But the studio is great because, I mean, you can just do so much. Like, if you see, there's so much, many producers just doing it by themselves now. It's it's really amazing, like, what's the direction music's going in at the minute.
So you guys actually had your EP produced by Matt Darcy, a local Melbourne producer.
Yeah, yeah, he's great.
What's your experience like with Matt?
It was really good. I enjoyed it. He put in things that, you know, I didn't expect, and kind of suggested things that I never would have thought of, which made the music something different. Like, when we recorded it, it didn't turn out exactly how I imagined it would. It turned out better. So
yeah, cool.
That's what you want.
Yeah, that's what you want from a producer. That's fantastic. So you guys are pretty hot right now. You've got some live gigs happening. You've got a soon-to-be-released incredible EP, which I've already had listened to, and I can justify that it is fantastic. What's coming up in the future for you guys?
Well, I'm really hoping to just keep building on the momentum after this gig. I mean, playing at the Toff is going to be a really amazing show, and by the looks of things, we're going to have a pretty solid crowd, so it's going to be a really
big
night.
And apparently aeroplanes.
Yeah, and aeroplanes,
like,
landing.
Prince, eat your heart out. Like, you've got competition right here.
Oh, yeah.
Prince will be jealous.
Oh, you should see my outfit. It's right up
there.
Do you
have elephants and...
Jen's outfit's almost like Jamiroquai.
Yeah.
Like, it's, wow.
It screams party.
It does. It screams party. The whole gig is screaming party. It's going to be pretty crazy.
Just whilst I have this on the screen, I've got another text message come through. These guys are amazing! Exclamation mark. Where have they been hiding? Is the EP available online anywhere? Is the EP available online?
It will be on Bandcamp after the release date. So, pardon me. At the moment, we're actually working on a Jen Knight and the Cavaliers website. So we'll have an online store. So look out for that. Literally in the next week, it should be up.
Cool.
At the moment, just head to our Facebook page. And you can get everything, the details for the future stuff from there. But, yeah, we'll be available on Bandcamp.
We'll keep you pretty updated on Facebook anyway.
What is the Facebook page?
So facebook.com/Jen Knight and the Cavaliers.
Google it and you'll find
Google
it.
Google it and you'll find it.
Good old Google.
Absolutely. Knight spelled with a K.
Oh, yes. Knight with a K. K-N-I-G-H-T.
And is that and or the symbol and?
It's A-N-D.
A-N-D. Oh, so vintage of you. So old-fashioned. All right, we'd love to hear another one of your live performances in just a second. But first, we're just going to take a little break. You're on Joy 94.9.
Gay, straight, bi, transgender, I'm not sure yet. Whoever you are or may be, you're welcome to the Colac Diversity Group. It's a great place for young people from 14 to 18 to take a break, meet new people and get support. The Colac Diversity Group. Call 5232 5143 for more details.
Gay Dads Victoria is a support and social group for guys interested in gay parenting or who want to learn and gain more insight into a range of topics such as co-parenting, fostering and surrogacy. Visit GayDadsAustralia.com, GayDadsAustralia.com for more information.
You're on the Kiss My Art Show on Joy 94.9. I have the absolute pleasure of having Jen Knight and the Cavaliers live in the studio with us tonight. And they are going to perform an acoustic version of Keep Them At Bay. This is a new one off their very soon-to-be-released EP. So, Hayes, I know you can't get the EP online at the moment, but you have a very special live performance of it right now just for you. This one's called Keep Them At Bay. Take it away, guys. Fantastic stuff. That was Jen Knight and the Cavaliers performing for us live on Kiss My Arts. That one was called Keep Them At Bay, and that is off their very, very soon-to-be-released EP, thank you so much. Such fantastic
thank you
music.
For having us. Oh, thanks for having us.
It's been an absolute pleasure to have you here. So just to recap before we have to wrap up the show and go home and all that stuff. You've got a gig, your EP launch this Sunday night at the Toff in town. What can our listeners expect again from this incredible launch? I do believe there's a bit of fireworks.
There is a bit of fireworks. We've got a pretty crazy kind of intro. So really you can expect a whole lot of drums, loud guitars, lots of energy. It's got lots and lots of energy.
So if you thought that the acoustic version of their songs was impressive, wait till you see the five-piece mm-hmm. band in all their glory and in all their costumes.
Absolutely, yeah.
Cool. It's been an absolute pleasure. Where can our listeners go if they're keen to check out more of your music again?
Well, we have a Twitter account under Jen Knight and the Cavs, and we also have Facebook, which is obviously facebook.com/Jen Knight and the Cavaliers. And we will very soon have a website up, so look out for that as well. But really just Google us and there'll be heaps of stuff.
And that's Jen Knight, as in K-N-I-G-H-T.
Yep.
And the Cavaliers. It's been an absolute pleasure. Please check out their music and head to their gig. It is incredible music, as you can hear. It speaks for themselves. I'm going to perform. Wow, that's incredible. I'm going to play from their CD one of their pre-recorded tracks from their EP. So it's not out yet, so this is a bit sneaky. And this one is called Hunger. And I'm going to be playing that in just a second. After that, I'll be leaving the show with another track from Cat Power. That one's called Ruin, and it's from her very, very new release, which was just dropped last Friday. Don't forget you can head to joy.org.au/kissmyarts to check out that review and also to like the Kiss My Arts show, because we like you and we'd like you to like us. It's been an absolute pleasure. Make sure you stay tuned, because coming up next on Joy 94.9 we have, of course, the wonderful team at Our Voice bringing you another fantastic show. But first, let's check out more from Jen Knight and the Cavaliers. This track is called Hunger.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.